You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Lindsay Parry joining us once again. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay, nice to touch base again.
Hey, how's it, Brad?
Lindsay, it's quite weird. The last podcast we were speaking about being super cold in Jersey. We've got another cold question, and obviously we're in the midst of summer at the moment, running in the heat. But Gary's saying, now that winter is definitely here, there's no way I can keep training due to sort of icy sidewalks and that sort of thing. No access to trails anymore either. And he doesn't know what he can do to modify and stay training up until March, essentially. What advice can you give to someone who isn't able to train outdoors to sort of maintain some level of fitness so that when they are able to get outdoors, they can pick up not where they left off, but they're not starting from scratch again? And by the way, before you jump into the answer, Gary's saying, by the way, following the training plans, I ran a 10K PB last week of 42.51, which is amazing. Then the second part of that sentence just blows my mind. He says, not bad at 63.
Oh, that's brilliant. I dig it. That's really good. Well done. So look, obvious, just from the way the question is worded, it doesn't sound like treadmill is an option either. And that may be linked to COVID and gym access or.
Let me add something in there. He does have a bike mounted on a trainer and an elliptical. So he doesn't have a treadmill, but he says, what can I do to maintain for the 5 to 10K range?
Okay, great. So look, obviously for those people listening out there, if you have access to a treadmill, that's great, because if you train on a treadmill, that is pretty much as close as you can get to running out on the road. So besides being a little bit boring for some people, others don't really have a problem, but certainly from a physical point of view, treadmill is a fantastic substitute. In the absence of that, really any cardiovascular exercise will do well to keep you cardiovascularly fit. So a combination of the bike and the elliptical to get a true physiological crossover, it's probably about 3-to-1 ratio bike to run, and I don't know, somewhere around maybe 2-to-1. But that's also not practical, because, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean if you've got a 2-hour long run scheduled, you must sit on your bike for 6 hours? And that's not really practical. But yes, if you substitute the runs with elliptical and with cycling, and I'd use the elliptical to simulate your higher intensity runs if you've got those in your program, and combine that with strength training, that'll be key. Because if you maintain your cardiovascular fitness through this worst part of winter, when you get back to running, you're going to be fine cardiovascularly, but your legs are going to get really sore because you haven't going to have done much of the eccentric load. So the strength training becomes key. And if you do that well and then do the elliptical and cycling between 3 and 4 days a week, add the strength training, then when you are able to head outside in 4 to 6 weeks' time, you're going to be able to kind of hit the ground running, as it were, and start almost from kind of where you left off.
That is the worst pun ever, Lindsay, hit the ground running. I don't know if that was planned, but that was terrible. Gary, congratulations on that PB. I was sitting listening to Lindsay's answer, and that 42.51 10K at 63 is just mind-blowing. So well done. Congratulations. And, we look forward to seeing what you can do when things start warming up and you're heading out. And, it's absolutely amazing. Lindsay, thank you so much for your time today. Much appreciated.
Cool. Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, don't forget to save your seat in our upcoming Comrades Marathon training webinar. You can head over to coachparry.com/webinar for all the details. And if you've got a question that you need help with, or if you'd like to run as well as we know you can head over to coachparry.com/ask.